Well, good morning, everybody. Today, your Pope trivia of the week is a very simple one, and that is that tomorrow is the feast day of St. John the 23rd. He was the 261st Pope and the one who opened the Second Vatican Council. And so we thank God for him. In a beautiful way, he said when he opened Vatican II, which some of y'all were alive for that, he said, "I want to open up the windows of the church." And you might have figured out by now that I like fresh air. I always, as much as possible, love to keep our windows open. This is my favorite time of the year. And there's just something beautiful about that lovely breeze coming through, and it makes all the difference in the world. I was here for about a year or two, and one day, it was the fall, it was beautiful, and I said to myself, "I'm going to force some of these windows open in the rectory." Because some of the windows in the rectory had been painted shut, others had been like nailed shut, and I was like, "I'm going to open these windows, come hell or high water." And it was like, you know, probably they hadn't been open for 50 years or something. So I forced these windows open, and the breeze that just like invades the house just makes all the difference in the world to me. And maybe you're like that in your houses. I grew up that way, and I just love fresh air. I was thinking about that, like with our life, with our lives. Are there windows and doors in your life that are painted or nailed shut that keep God out? We know, as faithful Catholics, followers of Jesus, members of his body, the things that we can do to open up the windows and let God in. I think most especially about the sacraments. Of course, we're all here to receive the King of the universe into our souls and into our bodies in the most blessed sacrament, a Holy Mass. Our first reading said that the things of God, compared to the things of God, all the gold in the world is like a grain of sand. Did you hear that in our first reading? Wasn't that beautiful? Like everything is nothing compared to the things of the Lord. And like, are our windows of our lives open to receive the plentitude, the fullness of the Holy Spirit? The same Holy Spirit that was given the apostles at Pentecost, the same Holy Spirit that all of the saints were confirmed with at the day of their confirmation, the same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that Spirit wants to come inside your life, your family, your house. Are there windows that are nailed shut? Sacraments, the reading of the Word of God, I always say, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. Are we taking in the Word of God in every day and allowing the living Word of God, our second reading, to inform our life, to change our life, to save our life? Or is that window closed, you know? Folks, it makes all the difference in the world. Pope John the 23rd, whose feast is tomorrow, knew that. It makes all the difference in the world to let the fresh air in, to let the Holy Spirit in, and just ask the Holy Spirit to animate our lives and ultimately to save our lives. And it's not enough just to open the window, though, all the windows. That's the first step. But we also have to empty out the junk that's in there. Because if the windows of our house are full, but are open, but our house is full of piles of money, or gold, or attachments to the things of this world that don't survive, that all fade away. It's a promise. It all fades away except God and love and our souls. Nothing is more important than our souls and the souls of the people in our family. Nice houses, who cares? Nice cars, who cares? All that stuff, Instagram likes, perfect build, you know, none of that counts. It all fades away, but love never does. Love doesn't fade. Souls are eternal. And And I think that Jesus in our gospel says it's hard for a person who has a lot of things in this world to get to the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because then when we are attached to the things of this world, then we find our salvation in our money or our happiness in our nice house instead of in Jesus Christ, to Him crucified. You see the difference? It's huge. And our job is to let go of these attachments to the things of this world and be attached to Jesus. And to teach our children that is the most important lesson ever. A year or so ago, I saw on Facebook a beautiful little meme, and it was this little girl, and she had this teddy bear. And Jesus reaching out to say, like, give me your bear. And you can see, she looks a little sad, you know. But what the girl can't see is that behind Jesus on his back is a teddy bear 10 times bigger. And that's, Jesus wants, when he asks for our lives and all that, like, he promises to return 100-fold everything that we have given him. And I feel that very much as a priest, because this was very important as I was discerning the priesthood and going to seminary, the way that our gospel ended today. Amen. I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters, mother, father, children, lands for my sake, the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more, even now in the present age, not just like in heaven one day, but even now, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children, lands with persecutions and eternal life 100 times more. You know, like, I remember I before I went to the seminary, and I thought I would go running a lot in those days. And I ran through my apartment that I lived in. My senior year of college was really close to this very nice neighborhood. I'd go running and jogging through there, and I'd think, my gosh, if I actually do this, I'll never actually own a house. Maybe kind of sad. Do you know how happy I am I don't own a house? After I hear y'all talk about your mortgages and your frozen pipes and all this stuff, when I have problems, I call Brian Fisher and he comes and fixes it for me. You know, like, it's just freeing. And plus, I have 100 houses. Your houses are my houses. Your families are my family. I have 100 times. I'm the happiest person I know. And like, but this is what happens when we give our life to Jesus. It's glorious. The guy in our gospel, he makes a mistake. He makes a few of them. But he says, what must I do? What's the bare minimum to get to eternal life? That's a bad question. We can never earn eternal life. The better question is, who must I become? Not a list of things that we got to do in order to live a nice life that pleases Jesus. Who do I have to become? Have I become the kind of person who is so open to the Holy Spirit that every single window and door in my life is open to allow the Holy Spirit in and to change me and sanctify me every day? Am I the type of person who is so open to the Lord and who has surrendered all my attachments to the stuff that fades away? Is Jesus truly the everything for me? Or is he just a nice little thing on the side? You see, it's a huge thing. Let's just pray our Lord to help us to become those sorts of people. People who are so open, radically open to the Lord. Windows, doors of our souls and hearts wide open. Let's pray that we can become people so detached from the stuff of this life that we are attached to Jesus, who gives us eternal life. Let's pray that we will always remember that, yes, Jesus may ask things of us, but he promises to give us 100-fold back all that we have given him. He will never leave you unrewarded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.